Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report. I'm Jeff Loggeman and joined by senior editor of Jaguars.com, John Osher, and Jaguars analyst Tony Boselli. John, your thoughts overall on the first preseason game?
Well, you got a 24-point loss, so I think fans are going to be very nervous about that. Talking to players in the locker room just now, they know what this is. They know this is the first preseason game.
Tony, we had talked in the radio broadcast about this being a process, and it appears that that's what it's going to be.
Listen, Gus Bradley has said from the beginning, we are all about getting better every day. And it's going to be a process. This is a young ball club, 47 new faces. It's the first preseason game. You want to win, yes. You want to score more points than 3 points? Absolutely. But there are positives. Young guys played well. Derek Marks, Jeff, we talked about him in the broadcast, winning one-on-one battles. So some of the new faces that were brought in by Dave Caldwell, I think those guys were very positive.
The primary story, clearly, in preseason game number one was the quarterback competition. The numbers, Blaine Gabbert, 5 of 10, 19 yards in the interception, a 16.7 rating. Chad Henne, 8 of 11 for 87 yards. Will this end up being truly a competition with Chad Henne possibly getting the start in New York?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he does get the start in New York. As far as the quarterbacks, you got to remember, neither one of these guys threw downfield very much. I think we all saw in practice they threw downfield a lot more. I think you'll see things open up a little more and this quarterback competition really pick up as the preseason goes on.
And, Tony, we had talked in the radio broadcast. I refer to that again because people need to listen to our Jaguars radio broadcast. But how difficult is it for a quarterback or anybody to perform when your supporting cast is dependent on you so much? I'm talking no Cecil Shorts, no Justin Blackmon, no Maurice Jones-Drew, no Brad Meester.
Listen, you want your best players on the field. And if you have Cecil Shorts outside, Justin Blackmon, two guys we saw last year who could win playing against that defense, it's easier for Blaine Gabbert. That's a no-brainer. You have Maurice Jones-Drew back there. He's one of the best running backs in the NFL. But here's the flip side. You don't want to make those excuses, and we heard Blaine Gabbert in your interview after the game say, listen, we got to play with the guys that are out there. Everyone's got to raise their game to another level, and we have to move the ball no matter who's playing receiver. Because, listen, injuries are going to happen this year, Jeff, and so guys are going to have to step up.
One thing that's very clear that can't happen in any game, whether it's a preseason game or regular season game or whatever, is to end up -3 in turnover differential and to allow 17 points off of those turnovers. Clearly, that has to change.
Well, Gus Bradley's talked to, isn't the guy here, it's all about the ball. Two punt return fumbles by kids trying to make the team. That's not unexpected during the preseason. Blaine had interception go off Will Tuafu's hands. That's not what you want, but I'm not sure you can blame that one on Blaine. They got to clean that up, but I'm not sure that's that surprising, as you said, for a young team in the preseason.
And, Tony, that is the number one statistic when it comes to wins and losses.
Number one indicator in this league is turnover margin. If you win the turnover margin more times than not, you're going to win the ball game. And if you lose at a -3, I think it's like 94% of the time you lose that ball game. So that's why, I mean, John said it perfectly. That's why Gus Bradley's been preaching that since day one. And I think it's magnified, guys, when you have a young ball club. The margin for error is less.
All right, and quick thought here, running out of time. The thing that impressed you the most, an individual, in this preseason game number one?
Probably Derek Marks. And I think as a team early, a lot of pressure on the quarterback. This team's been waiting to get pressure on quarterback for a long time. Got pretty good pressure on the quarterback in the first three series.
I was going to say Derek Marks, but I'm going to go with the young guys. I think the new faces, including Derek Marks, that was very positive. We saw Luke Jokel, maybe a little bit shaky early, you know, whether it was a missed assignment, the screen plays, two screen plays, the guys got in there a little quick, but overall I thought he played well, good in the run game. Dwayne Grotz with the interception, again, another guy who maybe got beat early a little bit on a coverage, on a post pattern, came back, didn't blink, and had a nice interception. Josh Evans, Denard Robinson, Ace Sanders, these are all young guys that played a nice role tonight.